Don't look under the internet.
Take that away.
So, I was thinking about something really stupid on the way home. Have any of you ever wondered what your, like, old person hair is going to look like?
You know, judging by my family, it's going to be white.
Well, I mean, like, hairstyle. Like, what are the hairstyles you can have?
I'm hoping for bowl cut.
Bowl cut?
Yeah.
Just plop.
Yeah, I'm hoping to change. Actually, I don't know if I told you guys, but my goal in general as an old person is to look like a wizard. Okay. So, like, I plan on having a staff instead of, like, a cane to walk around with. I want a big, tall hat. I want the long wizard hair. And I want to, like, during family gatherings, like Christmas or some shit, I want to be sitting in the corner smoking a pipe. And the grandchildren or great-grandchildren or whatever will always question who the fuck the old wizard in the corner is.
You have to not wear pants, though.
Oh, yeah, it's like a kilt. You don't.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the salt and peppered long hair. I'm going to just... I had the long hair once. Mm-hmm. I don't need it again.
Until you're old as fuck.
Until I'm older. Because
you're going to be that...
Just too much.
Was it touch of gray?
Touch
salt,
of gray.
Salt and pep.
Salt and pepper gray. I think I'm just going to be bald. I think I'm going to have to be because my hair is super thin.
Yeah, you might not have too much
yeah,
of
I think it's going to start falling out and just skinhead it up. It'll be great.
Speaking of skinheads, welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet. Where,
welcome, everybody.
Not the segue we want to go with.
Where, no.
You've had worse.
All right, let's redo that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet. That's
perfect.
Jason.
Hello.
That's Doug.
Bonjour.
And I'm Vanessa Hudgens. You've probably know me from my nudes that leaked back in like 2015 or some shit.
Hold on. BRB.
I am not familiar, Mike. Could you describe them?
Privacy invading. Shitty. Not on her end, just of someone to upload that without her permission.
Oh, gotcha.
I thought you were critiquing her.
No, beautiful woman. No, but just a shitty time for her. I feel bad for her. And then it happened like three more times.
Well, I'm glad you could come on the show and open up about that very personal moment in your past.
I was in High School Musical.
Yeah?
And that movie Sucker Punch. Remember Sucker Punch?
Yeah, no, I do.
That movie sucked. Anyway. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. And just like that,
TMZ got the scoop. Murder has struck Hollywood. A case of
murder.
A case of several bodies found mutilated with their eyes missing have been found. Many suspects have been looked at, but two stood out. It seems, according to the mortician notes, that the murderers seemed ritualistic and the eyes were scooped out by a small, round, metallic object. Police knocked down the door at a Hollywood home and found the culprits sitting at the table. Billy with his crystals and Reese with her spoon.
God,
what's our topic today, Jason?
Something almost as alien as Billy Crystal.
Well, see, the funny thing is I heard that, and like I wasn't even a part of Stardust Ranch, but it reminded me of when they talked about the animals having their eyes and tongues cut out.
Almost.
That's the direction you were going.
Yeah, nope. but right. It's a good segue, speaking of Stardust Ranch.
Yeah, we're touching a very, very similar topic today, except this one
is way different.
In almost every way.
It's... Except aliens. That's really the only thing that combines. There's no like samurai large samurai man who also shoots guns at UFOs from his fucking driveway.
Yeah, Samurai Jack did not cross over to the ET universe on this one. So don't worry, it's not as chaotic, but it is fucking chaotic.
Doug, what is the title? This was your brain baby.
So I actually just like randomly stumbled across this video. I think I was just scrolling through fucking like Facebook or some shit. I had not heard of this until this night. But it's a very fun topic. It's called the Project Serpo Exchange Program.
Mm-hmm.
Also called Planet Serpo.
AKA your mother.
Ooh. Janine,
whom he met, and I'm very upset about.
You gotta do something with those pictures.
Yeah, we will, I'm a little upset that he has pictures with my mom.
That's a whole story for the after
show. He was somehow able to get closer to my mom on my wedding day than I was, and that's not okay.
Janine, you're a lovely lady. Thank you.
We love you, Janine.
Mom, if you're listening to this, which you listen to one, I'm so sorry that happened to you. anyway.
She liked it.
Project Serpo.
God. You're doing fantastic.
So, I guess if I could run through Project Serpo, like, explain like I'm five, Project Serpo.
Yeah. Please try.
In Roswell, there were actually two crashes that happened. It wasn't just the one UFO, it was actually two.
And what year was, like, what decade?
This is in the 40s.
Okay.
Roaring 40s. Hitler was kind of, I think maybe
Hitler was Hitler.
Hitler was Hitler. I can't remember if he was around or not.
He, in the 40s, yes. He died in the 40s too, yes. But he was around in the 40s.
Yes. I think that's a creature just stalking around the table.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Oh, it's one of the Greys.
Oh, God.
The EBs.
They've gotten smaller.
The Ebbies.
The Ebens.
The Ebens. But so in Roswell, there were two crashes. In one of the second crash, they actually found a surviving alien. The surviving alien, they kind of kept around for a couple years.
For a while.
Yeah. I think it was like 3 or 4 years or some shit like that. At least that's what I think it is. I'm often wrong when it comes to timelines, but that doesn't really fucking matter, to be all honest right now.
Time is a construct
of human perception. Yeah. I hear an alarm.
This is just like a little summary. We'll be going to everything into a little more detail as we go through the episode.
So we got this alien, and he found we found like his ship, and we found what we thought was like a communicator. So we're like, go ahead and text your friends and tell them we want to, you know, hook up IRL, you know?
ASL.
Yeah, ASL. age, 20,000. Sex, alien. Location, Serpo?
Fucking Serpo.
So we got, we let them communicate with them, send a text like, hey, hello, still here. And they're like, we want to do it in exchange. We take some of our guys over there. And they're like, let's fucking do that. So they came, got us a spaceship, we loaded it with shit, and we went to this planet called Serpo. And 13 years later, the humans came back.
Some of them came back.
Yeah. Some of them came back. 13 years later, the luckies came back. Yeah. And the story of what happened up in Serpo and leading up to it is pretty dang fun.
It really fucking is.
As you know, this is one of those things where it's hard to tell if it's real or fake. Either way, it's a fun time.
There's a lot of the website, serpo.org, too, is a really great place to go and just kind of read through a lot
now,
of this.
Let me tell you, that website, the guy who found everything, I think started the website up in like 2005.
Yeah,
and it looks like it has not been touched since 2005.
Well, no, it
hasn't. This dude's still rolling off old HTML.
So he's not rolling off of it because he's no longer in charge of it.
Yeah, changed hands. That is very true.
And now whoever owns it just doesn't fucking care.
No, because why would they?
And then some dickhead wrote a book that basically just took everything from the website, slapped
literally
it into
just
a fucking book.
It. Yeah. The funny thing is with the book is like 60 pages long.
Yeah.
And like 40 of those pages is just talking about Hitler and like Nazi anti-gravity flying saucers in Antarctica.
Yes,
most of the book is about Hitler having anti-gravity saucers in Antarctica.
I mean, if you stumble across that fact, it's like, let's, when we stumbled across that fact, I feel like we've dedicated a portion of this time specifically to that.
Talking about Hitler with anti-gravity saucers
in Antarctica.
In Antarctica.
We could do a whole episode on that damn near by itself. But
yep.
The Nazi occult.
Yeah.
Hitler was super into magic and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Like, but
pick a card, any card kind of magic? Or
I think more like
pick a card, any card, when you choose wrong, he blows your fucking head off. More like that.
Which is this your card?
So I guess, how do we start this in a more detailed matter? Doug, what do you think, guy?
Why don't we tell a more in-depth story of how we actually got to the exchange? So
was mine not good enough?
No,
they just not sent a text. Just sorry. Hey, LOL, you up? Winky face.
It was good for if people want to determine whether or not they want to hear us ramble on about this or not. But That's about it.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so basically what you guys know is, like, the Roswell crashes, or crash, I should say. Mm-hmm. This Project Serpo goes a little more into the truth.
Big Roswell doesn't want you to know there's two crashes.
The hardest air quotes I can do with my fingers. You
quoting that truth?
Yeah, so this is the true...
hard air quote. Is that just yours? Okay, you are now the human soundboard that, like, makes sure everyone knows we're doing hard
until
air
we
quotes.
Get a real soundboard.
Yeah, when you see me do this, I need you to be okay. on par. So we're going to go over the truth of Roswell. Perfect. All right, so once so you guys, as like I said, as you know, we have a crash in Roswell, but realistically, there were two crash sites, actually. So the crash involved two extraterrestrial aircraft. The Corona site was found a day later by an archaeology team. This team reported the crash site to the Lincoln County Sheriff Department, and a deputy arrived the next day and then summoned the state to come and kind of clean up everything. But this is where we found our live EB. Or Eben, which you'll probably hear us calling them.
Why do they call them EBs? Do we know?
Extraterrestrial biological entity.
Dope, dope, dope. There you have it.
Does that answer your question, Mike?
It sure does. I must have skipped over that portion.
No, we're not used to the straightforward answers. We're used to dicking around.
I'm used to having to put everything through cipher. And right here, it's like, no, this is it. Here you go.
Yeah, no, here's all the info. No need to hunt down some weird pictures. So yeah, they found this. One alien that was alive out of, I think, five or six of them that, you know, their bodies were still in the UFOs. But they tried to give him, like, water and food. He took the water, didn't take the food.
Wasn't too much into Arizona fine cuisine.
Yeah.
Or New Mexico fine cuisine. Yeah. Sorry.
Here's a scorpion.
Thinking of Stardust Ranch again.
So the information eventually spread out to the Alamo. The Roswell Army. The Alamo.
Remember the Alamo.
Remember the Roswell Army.
So they sent out some guys on some horses.
Fuck.
So the site was examined. All evidence was removed. The bodies were taken to Los Alamos National Laboratory because they had a freezing system, I guess, that allowed them to, like, keep the bodies frozen.
It's called
research.
A fridge. I have one, too.
I know. That,
you that's, just slam that's an alien in it and call it a
unheard of back in the day. Frigidators?
In the 40s.
That's true. They still use ice boxes, I'm sure.
Some people might have.
Yeah, I mean.
I was at that time.
Oh.
Which is right around the time the Tootsie Rolls came out. Oh, sorry, Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Pops.
Was it Tootsie Pops or Tootsie Rolls?
It was Tootsie Rolls.
It was. That's about the time Tootsie Rolls came out.
they actually are. They were founded by aliens.
Yeah.
That's
we know what
we
we're
got
talking
them.
About.
They gave
Not
us
only
this
did they give us Wi-Fi. They gave us the soft, chewy, chocolatey texture of a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, fuck shit like transistors or other very helpful and useful pieces of technology. We
throw them away.
Tootsie Rolls.
It's actually alien shit. That's how they get Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, oh. Just hold a cup out and wait for it to solidify.
Bird Scooter! This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland. And we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
Like, this EB, he was like, yo, I gotta poop. And then he pooped, and then they're like,
here's
and then
rapper.
He was like holding it out to people, like, hey, take it.
Just
and
take
they were
my
like,
poop.
Okay. Om, nom, nom. And they're like, damn, this is good.
And he's just like, holy shit, they're eating my poop. Anyway, continue, Doug.
Off topic as fuck, but that's fine.
We just helped someone here. With their scat fetish.
Helped?
Yeah, seriously.
Exacerbated, maybe.
So the second site was actually not discovered until August of 1949 by two ranchers. They reported their findings several days later to the sheriff of Catrone County, New Mexico. Because of the remote location, it took them several days to make it out there. And then once at the site... They took all the pictures they needed, and they were on their way. The Sandia Army Base in Albuquerque was then notified. A recovery team came out, took custody of all the evidence, including the six bodies. So there were seven altogether. Fact-checking myself as we go here, apparently. The bodies were taken to that base and then later transferred to Los Alamos, where they took the original alive, even. So,
do you think they put them in like a Holiday
cowboy
Inn?
Oh, never mind.
Or a cowboy hat?
Like, they just like cowboy outfits. Like hey, they like, disguise him. Like, no one will notice.
Like Paul. That movie,
yeah,
Paul.
Like from Paul. Oh, my God. That's funny. I was just talking about that movie this weekend. That's and extremely
fucking
weird.
Aliens just...
Yeah, that's about the extent of the...
shit! My weed!
Extraterrestrial fuck, protection program.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is where it gets interesting. That live entity that we established communication with, he actually gave us a location of his home planet, and he remained alive until 1952, so about three-ish years after, which is what you said, so good job. You did it.
And then, level IQ 150 move.
Big brain. big brain.
Anyways. So yeah, he started communicating with us finally. I guess he was like very, you know, friendly as far as that goes. He was very cooperative. And I guess we weren't extremely hostile towards him, which makes me feel like that's
this
not
is not,
right.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
But
he's the equivalent of, Air Bud.
What?
Super no. friendly.
Super friendly
dogs. Sports. Does sports, if asked. Actually, they play sports later, so I'm not entirely off on my Air Bud reference.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Correct. That does happen. But he ends up giving us a full explanation of the items inside of the aircraft that we recovered, and one of them was a communication device. This is how we actually ended up starting to make contact with his home planet of Serpo. Yeah, but basically what we ended up doing was we took the communications that we were having with their planet and basically told the EB that was with us, hey, we want to set up a exchange program of our people and your people. So we're going to send you some of ours. You're going to send you some of yours. That
bada
didn't make
bing,
sense,
bada boom.
But that's fine. You get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And that's how we got to the actual exchange program itself.
Well, damn.
Look at that. It all happened because JFK and Roswell.
And died.
And died. do we know what happened?
Yeah, so like the actual exchange part of it was way, way less climactic than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, so to give everyone out there an idea of kind of what we're sifting through is there's literally one document on this whole and several books by the people who helped write this document.
Yeah.
That has all the information, and like they all claim to be like military personnel, Air Force personnel, and they're basically debriefing, and it's a 130-page PDF of just it's an info dump. There's no they have like headings and but no like table of contents. Like you can't just scroll through it unless you go to the actual site where they did that for you. But it's just a fuckload of information that no one thought existed. And I feel like the actual exchange would have been, I don't know, but more would have happened.
Yeah,
but it really fucking didn't.
I feel like you would have read more about how they, like, try to teach an alien, like, and this is called black gold. It's oil. Yeehaw, this is what we run on. This is a cactus. And you would think they would do a lot more, but you don't really hear.
This is a penis.
Yeah.
You like what you see, boy?
So, to be fair, they did do that. But I take it. It's not important at all.
No, it's very important. People want to talk about alien weens and peens.
I'll get there.
Okay, all right.
Mike's got that one covered for sure. But the actual exchange. So, leading up to the point, like Doug had said, we'd been in contact with this home planet of Serpo from this one entity that had survived the crash of either location. He didn't really make it too far. He helped out as much as he could. He got in contact. He basically set up everything, like basically a way to communicate through this this communicator that this alien had. And after this alien died, we're kind of like SOL. Eventually, we figure out how to, like, we get in contact again with Planet Serpo. So for after the alien died, it was a while before we actually got in contact with them again. But once we did, we set up this exchange. Aliens agreed, We agreed on a time, a date, and everything. Date was getting closer and closer.
We got dressed up
for
it.
A whole 10 years into the future.
We got dressed up for it. We put on our nice cologne, you know. We got excited for this date.
So it's about a decade later from, you know, contact with this alien. And they set the date, they set the location. Everyone that we're sending, so we're sending 12 people. There's two different accounts. I don't know which to believe. I'd like to believe that there were 10 men and 2 women, but everyone kind of says that there are 12 men. However, a little piece of trivia for you.
Ooh.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Serpo trivia.
So, Serp-rivia. Close Encounters of the Third Kind by Steven Spielberg had almost all of these pieces of information and details absolutely 100% correct.
Yep.
And he alludes to basing this movie off of fact. Apparently, Ronald Reagan told Steven Spielberg that all of this is more true than you could ever hope to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it basically backs up the 10 men, 2 women. So that's kind of what I think. So we have these group of 12 people that are about to go off to Planet Serpo. And that's when we find out, by the way, we're coming to meet. We're not doing the exchange yet. We're coming to set a date. We're like, oh, okay, well, we're ready.
We're not getting any younger, alien.
Right. So they've gone through about, it's like, I think they said 6 months of training where basically they taught these people to attempt to make the same sounds and, like, use the same language as...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Ebens don't talk.
No, it's like these tonal noises.
It's like high pitch is what they call it.
It's like binaural sounds from... the one that you showed us. Yeah,
that's kind of what they sound like.
Yeah, it's very distressing.
There's a moment when you hear them laugh, and it's pretty much just.
But no, so we taught our, I don't know, emissaries, I guess.
Yeah, at this point, ambassadors.
Ambassadors to Serpo. We taught them how to speak.
Just call them language. Astronauts.
Oh yeah, they're astronauts.
Yeah, I think at this point, we were able to figure out a little bit of their language to where like we could do like. We could understand, like, half of what they say or something like
that. Yeah, there's a lot that doesn't necessarily cross over, but all that is, like, that's all fine and dandy. We've been trying to plan this exchange for a bit now, and now we're getting the date moved again. So we're like, okay, so we'll go through training for another, I think they said 15 months or 12 months out of the 15 months that it was away. And finally, the day comes, the exchange.
Daddy Eben came.
Here's how it was fucking sky described.
It's a sky daddy.
Yeah. Here's how it was described according to these personnel who are supposedly in, they have in their hands confidential classified information. And here's how they describe it. They go, yeah, they showed up. We showed up. Wasn't a whole lot to do about it. And then we all left.
It's like a drug deal.
That's the whole description of the goddamn exchange. Like... Cool, thanks, guys.
The description came down,
opened up their fucking butt pack. And
the description of this exchange quite literally is like when you meet your dealer like in the parking lot of a Wendy's, and you just give him the money, and he gives you the weed, and just drive off.
Right.
That was about it.
Yeah, that's honestly, there was so much buildup for it, and then it just was like, okay, and it's done.
But
all right, next.
Our guys had a bit of a weird time.
Yes, so there. That does lead me into what happened
on Serpo.
Yeah, let's go with what happened on Serpo. For how long were they gone, Mike?
It was supposed to be a 10-year trip. Surprise, came out to 13.
Oh boy. Well, so, I'm sure there's
after
for
10
that.
Years, what's another 3, you know? Yeah. Just fuck it.
Nice.
But they first and foremost, getting to Serpo, they obviously had a ship given to them by the Ebens, but they just packed with stuff.
Oh, this is something like 40 tons worth of equipment. Yeah, and I don't, it on there.
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't recall like
what was in there.
All I know is they.
There's a list.
Yeah, no, there is a list. I don't recall the whole list, but they were ill prepared.
It's a very American pack list.
They were ill prepared. They only packed like 2 years worth of food, but they packed like 5 Jeeps.
They packed Jeeps, they packed motorcycles, there were more guns in that fucking cargo hold than the 12 of them could actually carry on all 12 of their persons.
They even brought 2 rocket launchers.
Yeah, there
shit.
Was grenade launchers, yeah. There was fucking like mounted machine guns. It's like, what?
They brought lots of sports equipment.
Yeah, they brought like baseball and football equipment and stuff.
and 18 hats.
Yes, 18 hats.
For, you know, in case six of the...
six of them lose their hats, or the evens for some reason are like, yo, like,
the hat's dope.
Swag.
Cash.
Give me that hat.
So on the way there, actually, I think I have the time frame here.
220 days or something?
Travel? Hold, please.
Are you talking about to Serpo or to the...
To Serpo.
The mothership.
To Serpo. I have the actual time
frame
it took them to get to Serpo.
Take me to your Serpo. Zeta Reticuli. Bing bong.
That was the name. I could not remember for the fucking life of me to remember the system they're from.
So on the way there, it took them 9 months to travel to Serpo.
Which honestly
is... On the way back, it took them 7.
They had a tailwind.
Those winds. Yeah, tailwind.
The winds.
Yes. Serpo is like something like, I think it was like 30,000 light years away.
It's fucking far.
It's in a completely different star system. So getting there in 9 months, they had to be fucking clapping cheeks, my guy.
Yeah, they were clapping cheeks.
But they mentioned a lot how, they mentioned a lot how on the way there, like, they were in this one, like, pod. All of them were like, this room, but they all had their own, like, little separate pod that they hang out in. And a lot of them mentioned how they would feel nauseous and dizzy, probably from the fucking G-force, I would imagine.
Or just, honestly, at that, because you're going, at this point, you're going way faster than the speed of light. Honestly, it's probably, like, time displacement.
Well, you can never go faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're wrong, Mr. Man.
You can.
You can't.
That's a topic for another time,
okay.
But you can't.
All right. Well, I'll tell you how wrong you are then.
Okay. I'll tell you how wrong you are.
Okay. So, anyway. but, yeah, they're going incredibly fast. but they mentioned how they would get super dizzy. They would try to eat because, obviously, you have to eat, but they wouldn't be able to really stomach too much. Crazy, right? How we have to eat as a people.
News to me.
They mentioned after a while of them just, like, in this weird sick time, one of the Ebens that were like driving them there just kind of went in the room and like clicked a button and everything was fine again. And it's like,
oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I hit set an armadillo. I did like just turn it to human.
Whoa, I had to turn to lizard folk.
Sorry, oh, that's sorry. On me. Click. Like,
he was just like, and then everybody felt fine.
Yeah. but when they landed, though, they talked about how the environment was a lot weirder. There were two suns,
starters. It's a binary system.
Yeah, it was never really dark ever. It got dim, but never really dark. It was also insanely hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said on average it was like 100 and or it was like 98 degrees up to like 110 or some shit like that on average.
Yeah.
So welcome to Arizona.
Yeah, not much change there.
No.
But the days were also 43 hours long.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
So that was something that
I am out.
Yeah, that is something that getting acclimated to that is a toughie.
Yeah, there. I think it said something about like 3 sleep cycles in a day or something. Yeah. Like,
but the whole time they're there, there's a lot of like small details, and because obviously they're there to like explore and report back like all these new discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
They discover a lot of creatures. Like one of them is like an armadillo creature.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. The other is a giant snake, which they kill.
They promptly kill.
Yeah, yeah. It freaks them out. Like they notice that the Ebens don't really have weapons, and everything is pretty like peaceful. Like nothing's really like what's the word I'm looking for? Predatory.
There's
nothing's aggressive towards
there's
them.
There's not a whole lot of war. There was like a 100-year period.
Yeah.
Where they were constantly at war using particle weapons.
100-year even war.
But I think they went on to say something like now even the like the race they were at war with, like they're basically just erasing them from existence.
Yeah, fuck
it's like,
it.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay.
Cool. But they they mentioned that like all the animals there aren't really aggressive towards them.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that really was that big ass snake that they fucking shot up.
Mm-hmm.
Another person shooting up aliens.
That's just what happens.
Yeah. But the Ebens kind of looked at him like, really? I mean, whatever. You'd have to kill it. But they weren't like upset. It's weird. They describe all these weird like animals and like vegetation that's up there too. But when they got there, the Ebens had like a hut made for them to live in. And it's kind of like, it kind of shows that the Ebens know how humans work. Like, assumed that they've been to Earth plenty of times, because, like, by the time they got there, like, the Ebens are, like, digging trenches for them to, like, shit in.
Yeah.
And you find out that Ebens don't really do that.
Yeah.
Even though we just established that they make Tootsie Rolls.
They do. That's where they come from.
But they noticed that they excrete a urine, but they haven't seen a poo-poo.
Is it out their fingertips? Or are they like...
Oh, God, I hope so. But they have, like, their hut, which the Ebens, like... There's one Eben there that is a girl, Eben.
Just one? Is it like there's Smurfette?
There's actually, 650,000 Ebens in this area. It's like a city that they kind of are hanging out in. And one female? No, there's just one female that they talk to the most. Apparently like she's Smurfs? Like... Yes.
I'm trying to make a Gargamel reference here and you're fucking killing me.
Gargamel comes in and steals all the Ebens and turns them into a gold bar.
Oh, so there this it is. Just the Smurfs.
It's just live the Smurfs. Action. Yes, okay. And on a different planet. Where was I? Fuck. Now I got Gargamel on the brain. So there's one. There's one like female Eben that they communicate the most with because she's like highly intelligent.
She's like the queen.
Oh yeah,
the queen she's just bee? A lady, I think.
But she'd be popping out all those little Ebens.
No, I don't. Maybe that might be her thing. Who the fuck knows? She's someone's queen. Slay, girl. Slay. But they communicate with her the most because they found out she's highly intelligent. They taught her mathematics and she picked it up like immediately. She communicates with them the easiest. She picked up on English the easiest. Mm-hmm. But she goes to their hut all the time to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, it seems like she's like concerned.
She's like
about
mother
them.
Birding them. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, there's even one point in like their first like night there when she's like, your hut, like you're gonna have to fix this for the winds. And they're like, winds? What the fuck? Whatever. So I went to bed and like at the nights on Serpo, like these horrible winds come through and almost destroyed their hut. Mm-hmm. So they're like, this is gonna suck.
Hey, we have to do this for the winds.
Like, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like she said.
That thing she said that we were like, what?
But the whole time they're there, they're pretty much just researching the planet and learning more information on the Ebens. They find out that the Ebens work off of like a communism way of life where there's no like stores, malls, nothing like that. They're supplied with what they need.
Yeah, there's like one central place that they go to just get all their shit.
Yeah, they're just
it'd be awesome.
Yeah, they're given what they need to survive, and then you just work.
You are bougie.
Yeah, I want that.
I need
iPhone.
My own things. I want the that iPhone 13. I
dang it! Oh, God. Just tell me, I can't have me an alien iPhone.
These two wrinkle brains are.
No, I have far smooth, more. I have advanced. Smooth brain, like a koala.
Shiny good thing make me go happy.
Is that what Doug sounds like in his in your brain?
Well, that's
I hope so.
That's when Doug's happy, he purrs.
Aw, like a kitty cat.
Meow.
You're like my Otto.
Meow. No, I have that like deaf cat meow where I'm just like meow
meow
meow meow, or like Gary from SpongeBob. Meow.
Anyway, we're going to get back to... I mean, Gary's kind of an alien cat.
I mean, yes. Snails are alien cats.
So Serpo. Here we go again.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so we find out they do this whole like communal living type of deal. They work most of the time, but judge it. They like also observe time differently from us. They don't look at a fucking watch and like, it's 4:30. They tell like what they're going to do next by the position of the sun.
Yeah, they actually don't tell time at all.
Yeah.
As far as that's
they're just
concerned.
Like, oh, the sun's over there now. Time to go fuck my alien wife. Oh, it's over here now. I gotta get my apron on for my job at Space Denny's. So,
that space grand slam.
Space cash. Starbucks. Boom.
Right.
If we have any alien Starbucks. Listeners, I think I'm sorry for the things we're saying.
I'm really not sure, though.
Me neither.
Click, clack,
there,
click.
There was a point where... They also tried to teach them sports. Like we mentioned earlier, they brought a bunch of sports equipment and sport ball. They tried to teach them softball, but the poor guys couldn't pick it up very well. They started laughing when they saw the humans playing softball, which they have that weird high-pitched laugh. Which is kind of like a bird, I imagine. And they tried it, but they could never catch the ball before it landed. They're just not coordinated people. They tried teaching them, like, touch football as well, which I feel is worse for people that uncoordinated.
Can you imagine accidentally just crushing an alien?
That's what I mean.
Accident?
Like, oh, by the way, these—I don't think we even said it.
Oh,
these
yeah.
Ebens look like your stereotypical like gray alien.
Yeah,
small grays.
Small gray. Small yeah, gray. It looks like what you think an alien looks like with the big old black eyes.
Literally,
and everything.
Think oval Roger eyes. From fucking.
Yeah, it's like from Roger American from American Dad. Kind
yeah, of. Pretty much. Yeah.
With all black eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to teach them these sports. It doesn't go well. And then after a while, they start to pick up more of the Eben language, and the Ebens start to pick up a little bit more English, so they're communicating better. The Ebens will tell them, they have a military, for example, but they don't really, like, go to war anymore. but they have a military, and they were trying to take pictures of, like, Eben children, and the military was like, please stop that. Like, they're very nice about it, but they're like, no flash photography around these children. It's like a zoo. You can't do that shit here.
Please keep your... Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good job, Doug.
They also found out how Ebens fuck. And it's pretty much the same as how we do it. It's just, they have Eben... Puss-puss and an Eben dingus.
Well,
and
I believe what they said was that male and female Ebens' genitals are damn near identical, just very slightly different.
So I want you
to
guess.
Give each other a hug, like,
or
like
they just be mushing their pelvises together.
But
just
they also have like they found out that they have sex for
what
sex. Sex.
Segs with G's.
Yes. Gotcha. They have sex for both pleasure and for reproductive. But
and pain.
And pain. but they...
Choke me, daddy.
They, like, know when is a good time to have sex and when not. Like, if they already have... No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, they're only pretty much allowed, like, two kids. Like, they only ever see two children with every Eben family. So it's kind of assumed that, like, they know when and when not to have sex so they don't overpopulate or underpopulate.
So it's like built into their personal biological
clock. Kind of, it seems like that.
And I'm pretty sure the planet only houses, like, I think there's only, like,
650,000.
Yeah, not a whole lot of...
So they do their own population control.
Yeah. Well, the planet is relatively small, all things considered, I also have, like, the dimensions and everything of the planet.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be helpful to all these listeners.
I know, right? The planet's diameter was measured at about 7,200 miles. The surface gravity was 9.6 meters per second squared.
That's exactly the same as Earth.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, wild. they also found, like, I'm just going to brush past it.
That's fine.
But you just described Earth. Thanks.
Yeah. Surfo, Earth.
Spurtho. Nope.
Spurtho.
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 That sounds like a fucking SpongeBob, like...
Spurtho. Like a villain.
But, like, for one episode. Yeah. Like, he does not come back for any reason because he's far too vulgar.
It's SpongeBob's cousin, Spurtho.
Why does he keep masturbating in front of us?
SpongeBob was like, I used to just be fully yellow. All these holes were after I met my fucking...
Now I'm white.
Meh.
last little thing I'll touch on is the cafeteria, the, like, eating place. That's what the Ebens call it. They call
it the food library.
Yeah, the food library. They call it the eating place. And they're like, oh, this is a chow hall. And they're just like, the fuck? The fuck's a chow hall? And they're like, oh... A chow hall is Earth eating place, and they're like, oh,
McDonald's.
I get it.
McDonald's.
But they notice that they're eating like what they have some things that look like food we have at home. Like they have something that resembles potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens.
Keep going, man.
Tomatoes, potatoes.
I think there it is. They have something that kind of looks like a cottage cheese. They have this. Bread-like substance, which they said was actually very sweet, but it made them very constipated. And they had to drink a fuck ton of water when they ate it. They also saw that there are these like fruits that they would eat a lot, which they ate some of as well.
Okay.
There was a big round fruit that had these massive long vines on them. They would cut the vines off, cook the vines, but eat the fruit raw. So they're like, oh, let's just start eating their food. We have to get used to it eventually anyway. And one of the guys actually makes a pretty smart decision. He's like, only eat like one Eben meal and then eat the rest of your rations because we need to like slowly get into this. We don't want to just like fuck with your tummy too
system
much.
Shock.
Yeah, system shock. So I thought that was kind of a fun little thing to throw in there.
Yeah. And you got to feed your cats new food. And you got to mix it with the new food.
Yep.
Shit.
Human
piss
be
everywhere.
Human is cat in on Serbo.
I guess
Serbo.
So.
But that's really the main bit that I got from it. They also found out like the North and South Pole. They found out that there was like volcanic like activity there at one point. But that's really all I got, for what was happening on the actual planet.
Yeah. Now keep in mind, like there's a fuckload more information through all of this. Like there's a ton of information about like what these people went through when they're on this, the planet Serpo. But if we were going to just read off the whole fucking thing, like we'd
might as well just read you the 130 page fucking booklet.
We're giving you the, TLDR.
Yeah. And plus we want you guys to go fucking go to Serpo.org. Like fucking
honestly,
look through this
it's
shit.
Kind of a fun read.
It really is. Actually.
I had a great time.
I was reading it at work today and I got through like 8 pages without even really realizing it was 8 pages deep.
Oh yeah. I read literally all 130 pages of that fucking PDF.
Ooh.
Yeah. But, well, it's not because I wanted to. It's because I just found myself doing it.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I don't know if I read all of it, but I read a lot of it. And then I also skimmed like a bunch of like random other people's podcasts and like random videos. But there was one guy that was talking about it on YouTube who's just literally smoking a blunt and just talking about it.
I saw that video.
I thought that was funny as hell. I was just like, good on you, man.
It's kind of how you have to ingest information.
So there are a couple things I want to explain before I get to like what happened when they all came back from Serpo. So there was a couple things that happened along this whole expedition over the 13 years. So we have one guy who died in transit.
Mm-hmm.
So peace.
Bye-bye. But wasn't then he had an embolism or some shit.
Yeah, he had like a pulmonary embolism on the spaceship or some shit like that. Maybe it was before dude turned the knob to
from armadillo mode to
So now we're down to, you know, 11 people. And then we have a guy who actually got like critically injured on a routine expedition thing they were doing.
And they tried to save him.
Well, not really. What they said was his organs were like so fucking mushed that like got his heart beating.
Got his heart pumping, so he's half alive.
Yeah, but nothing else was, you know, salvageable. Yeah. So
they're like, the body's dead. So
yeah.
Anyway, you want to go play?
You gonna eat that human? I'm so sorry to cut you off, but just something that I thought was interesting that I forgot to mention before. These guys were sheep dipped.
Oh, that's a term that,
which
if we're gonna go over, I need to refresh myself on it.
Basically just means that all of the 12 people that went, they basically just wiped their identities and just gave them like a number.
That's right,
so
you're no longer Tom, you're number one.
It was like seven something
or there's one that's like 898 and it the other one that's like 715 and it,
these people don't exist.
The military made sure to erase all.
So and you can't go verify any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I forgot to mention that, but yeah, when you're reading it, you'll see a bunch of stuff where it's like, 898 went out to get, you know, supplies.
That's just Tom.
Yeah,
That's Bob Saget.
You see that in a lot of the journal entries when they're like a specific person writing their entry. But
why do you think he disappeared from America's funny
videos? That's
what
I'm fucking saying. That happened in the 40s.
Damn, mind blown. You heard it here first.
Anyway, dead guy, heartbeat, but nothing else.
Yeah, so he's gone. Now we're down to fucking 10 people. And then we have another guy. I forget exactly what happened to him, but everybody was like kind of fucking upset that the aliens basically took him away, wouldn't let us see the body. They're just like, nah, sorry, he's dead. We didn't have time to revive him. Like, they're like, yeah, we usually just fix our people when they get sick. So, like, sorry. Oh, he had pneumonia was what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Died from pneumonia. And they're like, yeah, we just didn't have the time to, like, you know, and everybody was like, well, like, that's kind of shitty. Like, so I guess what happened was
the fuck, man. And the other guy just, and I try to imagine the whole time, like, this is like a bilingual, like, conversation going on where, like, the guy's like, well, what happened to our friend? You just hear, he's like, well, fuck, man. Like, what do you mean you couldn't get to him in time? Well, can we at least see the body?
Let us know, everybody, if you want to hear Mike, Doug, and I do a sitcom based on Serpo.
Two men and an even.
Yeah.
And a pizza place.
Two and a half evens.
Two and a half evens. Oh, my God. That's amazing. But, yeah, so I guess when the team was out doing, like, I guess I don't really know what to call their little expeditions. They would just kind of, like, go exploring is kind of the way it sounded.
You got 10 years. Use it. Explore.
Yeah. So they like actually came across this like genetics lab, essentially, is what I would call it, and noticed that they had basically been messing with the guy who died from pneumonia's DNA and cloning him.
Which,
but they were using something like to rapid age these clones so that they were just like...
They came out ready.
Ready, yeah.
And like that's hot and ready.
Yeah, that's a,
little Serpos.
Little Serpos.
Fucking
people.
Little Serpos, hot and ready.
The Evens version of hot and ready is just clones.
But
I'll take a pepperoni. Like, no, we have to wait a bit. Just give me whatever's hot and ready.
All we got is George today.
It's just a naked guy in a cardboard box.
He's got like his. So the hot and readys, I'm imagining, are going to be like, he's got like a lazy eye, or like his dick leans too far to the left, or some shit like that.
Or his penis is where his mouth is. You know, or something. It's like, the gonzo. It's just like fucked up.
Is it good? It's hot and ready. But is it good? It's hot.
It's hot and ready.
Yeah.
But don't they mention too, like, when they stumble across the clone, anything, the Evens are like, no, this is like normal. Like, we do this with everybody.
Yeah, and that's the thing people have to understand is that the like, even though the Serpos are this, like, weird alien race, their agenda is different than ours. And it doesn't mean that they're hostile or bad. It just means that they're doing different things with their probably more advanced brains than we are.
You see that a lot, like, throughout the story. You see where, like, the humans are like, oh, they did this. I guess that's just a normal thing they do. Oh, this happened. I guess that's just every day for them. Like, they notice at one point, like, the even children like grow like ridiculously fast, and they're like, I guess this is how their lifespan is.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
They don't really question too much. They just kind of accept a lot of it.
Well, that's the thing too, is like after they made like hundreds of clones, once the mission ended, they gave us the clones and just sent them back to Earth. They're like, yep, here you go. We made a bunch of people. You're coming home with like 200 of these things. Like, do what you want with them, I guess.
All right, now hear me out. They're going to start a franchise called Little Serpos. No, I don't like that. I mean, what do you think, Caesar? No, I have an idea.
This is how we make them hot and ready. We have so much meat.
It's hot and ready. Oh my God, Little Caesar is just fucking cloned.
The clones are, they're exactly the same in every way except their muscles are made out of like ham, and we got some out of chicken, there's some pepperoni. Yeah.
I was going to say Soylent Green
cut
is
off the
meat.
Part you want. Fucking slap it on a pizza, and it's hot and ready.
They got that rapid growth formula. They just chop an arm off, and they're like, all right, here's one pizza, let's go. Fucking grow another arm in like 20 minutes. It's fine.
It's fucking Piccolo. Just
whoah! Yeah. But yeah, so we're now down to 9 of the people, 3 dead, right?
Mm hmm.
So after the 13 years, they were like, I think it's been about 10 years. They come back, but actually one of them decided to stay.
Oh, two of them decided
to
stay.
Two? Two stayed up there, yeah.
Okay, so I heard 8 came back, but there's a lot of back and forth.
Editor notes, yeah.
Yeah, if you read through this, you guys are going to see that even the people like adding editorial notes are like arguing with each other. It's like, well, this person said this. So it's like, well, here's what I heard. And it's like,
this is the thing too. A lot of this information is coming off of a 3,000 page, like debriefing. Yeah. Like what Carl Sagan wrote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
A whole nother thing. But that's actually brings me to my next topic. Let's talk about the aliens on Earth real quick before I get into this other wacky topic.
Yeah, before we go there, let's talk about... And I promise this is very short.
Yeah.
Like, so a thing that you're going to notice is we don't spend any time talking about, like, the aliens' experience here, what they did, what we did for them, like, any
we
of that.
We really only taught them how to play Uno. And they learned how to use the draw 4 wild liberally.
We also gave them crippling depression.
Yeah.
Which that's pretty much fair for any species that we touch.
Yeah. They just left real sad.
But no, so we've got these 12, no longer 12 people out exploring Serpo. Well, there were 5 evens that remained here. And they were very, very, very lovingly referred to as Ebens 1 through 5. But they didn't really, they said there's literally no information about it. They were here. We know that. Mm-hmm. Four of them died pretty quick. We know that.
Mm-hmm. That's really about it.
That's really it. Like, yeah. There was one of them tried to, like, help us understand the technology a little bit more.
One of them became a Twitch streamer.
One's an has an OnlyFans now.
One's a senator for Texas.
Yeah. Oh, God, that guy's an idiot.
Abbott. But, no, so this the four, they died pretty quick. There was really no information given about what they did here, like, any of that. The last one died, apparently, right around the time that the project ended, which, fun fact, Bill Clinton was the one that ordered the Serpo project be shut down after, like, apparently he fought tooth and nail to have it remain open. And this is one of those things that when I read it, I was like, okay, that actually holds some water, because Bill Clinton is notoriously famous for the loving saxophones.
Yes. No, bearskin rugs.
Loving everything about UFOs, aliens, anything extraterrestrial. He was on Hillary. Fucking board with it.
Oh, Hillary. And,
Well, let's say in 1994, he had to shut this thing down, and that's when this last one died. But what the fuck
that's
are they...
That's a spot-on Bill Clinton impression. I'm Bill Clinton.
Hillary. Bring me my saxophone, please.
That's so good. I don't like it.
I didn't even know I could do that. I'm not even going to lie.
But no, like I said, the first four, literally, they're like, they were here for a bit, and then they died. The fifth one, all we know is that it made a trip to Washington, D.C. It might have left, and then it died in 1994 when the program got shut down because we killed it.
Yeah, and if we didn't touch on this, just in lieu of talking about these different aliens, there's actually like a couple different aliens that live on Serpo.
We meet them in the food hall.
Yeah, the whole Zeta Reticuli system. And then they're like actually really close to the Palladian system.
Oh, yeah,
so there's
yeah.
a lot of like weird species things happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see a whole lot of them on the planet,
Plebeian,
I guess.
Plebeian. Biblioteca Pleiades. That's the website that you should all go and look at. It's got all the information on everything. Conspiracy alien.
Oh, also, great segue into a movie that I just watched called Above Majestic, which I highly recommend. 12. It's on Tubi.
Okay.
Very, very good. Actually, was it on Tubi or was it on
Is it about
Prime?
The Majestic 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. Pretty much the Majestic 12 is, like, the people who kind of controlled this program from what we, like, think.
Right, and, Mike, you fucking do your job. You have, like, 19 jobs. Just do them.
Okay.
Thank you.
I did not see what Doug is doing for a minute there.
I'm going to just briefly touch on this.
Yeah, just to give you guys a heads up, we're through the hardest
the
part
of it. Yeah.
Yeah, like we're through
into
it.
The thick of it.
This is into just all ancillary stuff.
So Majestic 12, which is another topic we could do a whole fucking episode on,
yep.
Is also known as MA 12 for short, is a purported organization that appears in UFO conspiracy theories. The organization is claimed to be the code name of an alleged secret committee of scientists, military leaders, and government officials formed in 1947 by an executive order from U.S. President Harry S. Truman, which I think probably they were around longer than that, but that's just my own whole thing. The concept originated in a series of supposedly leaked secret government documents that actually include a lot of what is in Project Serpo as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's a lot of fucking hearsay about who they are and what they do. The ufologists out there also like to call bullshit and call it not bullshit, or they call it a hoax, like whatever it is. Watch the movies on it.
Read the books.
Yeah,
it's too much
to go over right now.
It's fantastic. It's fascinating.
It's very fascinating. It's also very weird because there's a lot of weird conspiracy theories that evolve around those.
Yep. Do you want this bottle opener?
I would very much enjoy that. I was trying to get a sneaky drink, but I guess if we're doing it this way,
I'll just smoke my smoke then.
All right, yeah, we're in it now. Wow, welcome to Dooley After Dark, apparently, am I right?
No, preparing.
We do one misstep, and then everything goes to shit. We're all like, yeah, I'm done.
And we're done with all of this.
The fourth wall is broken.
I was going to touch a bit, too, back on Planet Serpo. I was going to touch a bit on, like, the diaries that the humans kept to themselves, but...
Do you have, like, an entry or two you want to fucking, like, read over?
Not... That's the thing. I didn't really find any that really grabbed my interest too much. A lot of it was just them bickering with each other, and, like...
They're kind of long, too. Like, I wouldn't say long, but, like, they're long enough to where, like, you're kind of just re-getting... Like, you're just re-reading information they're all you already got.
They're all run-on sentences, too.
A lot of them...
Like, a paragraph is one sentence.
A lot of the diary...
Fade in. Two moons.
A lot of the diary entries are just like, number 898 said this about 290. Fuck that guy. Or like them just,
she got a fat ass. Yeah,
or like them just like arguing about like the mathematics of how Serpo works.
Yep.
Like that's a big part of it, is them just arguing how the fuck this planet even is.
Honestly, I think that's their downtime. Because like, I mean, there's nothing else to do. They're literally just trying to figure out how everything works. So they are like, well, I'm the expert. And to be honest, seven of them.
I don't think you ever even finished your sentence on Bill Clinton, by the way. I think we just completely went through that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's lost now.
Okay,
great. I don't even remember what I was going to say about it. Like, Bill Clinton ending the program?
Yeah.
All I was saying is that he was, like, super into UFOs and aliens, and, like, there was a... he was giving some kind of speech or a talk, and there was children in the audience, because he was known as, like... Like, the kids love this guy. He's fun. He plays a saxophone. And, like, looking back, probably not. But one of the kids asked about, like, UFOs or something like that. And the thing that he was talking about was nowhere near that. So, and he, like, stopped and put his note cards down. And he basically explained, like, how, like, he's never heard that there are, like, extraterrestrials, but he would love it if there were.
You see, the reptilians are out there with the Pleiadians. Now, the Pleiadians don't look exactly like the reptilians. Are you under... Jimmy, focus up.
God, I need to work on my Bill Clinton impression, because I think I'm the only one here that can't do
it. Go ahead and give it a shot real quick.
Okay.
just say, Monica, get in here.
Monica, get in here!
All right, keep trying. Keep trying.
I can't.
You sound like Bill Clinton that needs a glass of water.
That's my old man impression that I do.
Monica! I think that's what I fall into.
My leg!
So he just went on a ramble to the
school? He went on a rant about how much he loves aliens to the school child. But that's why I think that this whole, like, the thing being shut down by him and he didn't really want it to end gives it a little bit of credibility.
The only thing he did to his school children.
Ba-da-bam.
Oof.
I'm Mr. Touch a Child. Look at me. That was by Bill Clinton.
Well, I want you to know that whatever happened there, I was not going to cut any of the silence that followed.
Great.
I'm happy that that's how it ended.
I have a couple little fun things that I wanted to go over that I found in this that actually...
I do as well. But please, go ahead, Mike.
So one of the...
Wrong.
Well, next. What's your next one?
The other thing... you find out that the Ebens develop like this different type of technology. I'm going to read an actual passage real quick from, wow, was this the Bible passage? I'm going to read an excerpt here from one of the diary entries.
I will say I'm happy you mentioned Bible, because that has to do with what I'm talking about.
Oh, sweet.
Bibli.
So it says, the Ebens developed a different type of electrical and propulsion system. It was unknown to our team, and I don't think we ever really understood it. They were able to tap into a vacuum and bring back an enormous amount of energy from that vacuum. That is actually technology that is very possible that can exist in real life. It's black hole technology where we can draw, theoretically, it's not something we can do it by any means now, but if you go online, you can find schematics from scientists of theorized technology that could basically use dark matter from...
Develop a faster-than-light engine, yeah.
No, not even that, just literally just energy.
Like an anti...
Like an event horizon.
You're missing what I'm alluding to. We had a little conversation earlier in the episode about how faster-than-light travel was not possible.
Well,
and
no,
you
this
literally
isn't...
just outlined a schematic designed by fucking scientists.
It's not faster-than-light.
Yeah, it's called a quantum engine. It takes space in front of you and puts it behind you.
That's not faster-than-light, though. That's just you going through a portal.
No.
To skip around like a black hole. But that's not okay. So this isn't that
technology. Tune into Diluty After Dark where we just yell at each other about scientific things that we know shit about.
But this isn't that quantum portal technology. This is like literally you can siphon energy from a black hole to just turn on a light bulb. Like it's black and there's a YouTuber named Kyle Hill that does a fantastic video on it. But it's like technology that we have already theorized could exist in the far future, but it sounds like the Ebens might already have it.
Go ahead.
I feel like they went over something like that. They described this device while they were on the planet and then brought it back for people to like
something look at. Like
they did
that,
like tests on it with like the expanding wires. It's a whole thing.
But that was one of my little things. And my other little thing was like, I have an image of like Eben language that we might just toss up. But that was really my only big reveal. Other than I also had like I was saying, the dimensions of like a planet and shit like that.
That I actually already went over my fun fact, and I totally forgot I was going to save this for my fun fact. But it was the whole cloning thing, and how the clones weren't actually like human clones; they were part human, part Eben clones. So like, there's like a weird mixture going on. And then, like I said, they brought them back to Earth and. God knows what they're being used for now, but
we don't want to know.
They're just Walmart greeters.
Pizza.
That too.
Well, I do have two. Well, one of my little tidbits was the Bill Clinton thing. I mean, that puts things in perspective because I remember Clinton. I'm sure you guys do as well.
Not really. No.
The Clitoris.
The Clitoris.
The Clitoris.
Bill Clitoris.
Clitoris.
Bill Clitoris.
My Wi-Fi network.
Dibbler at
Bill
law.
Bill Clinternet.
Bill Clinternet.
God damn it. but no. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was this little thing called the Yellow Book. Did you guys read anything about the Yellow Book?
I skimmed that very quickly.
Also, this is outside the document that we kind of looked at. This is under one of the other resources that you can find on Serpo.org. And the Yellow Book, think of as like just the internet minus things that don't matter. Actually, fuck that. It should literally have the words "Don't Panic" printed on it because it's literally the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's pretty cool. Oh,
neat.
It's just a wealth of information. It's holographic, and when you look at it, it basically reads what you're thinking and displays the information you want.
Ooh,
it's just
spicy.
Everything, and they showed us how to use it. They showed us how it works.
We got Wi-Fi?
It might be.
Because the Ebens gave us Wi-Fi.
I think they talk about
and
that
transistors.
And transistors.
Yes.
They actually talk about this in Above Majestic a lot, and it's pretty awesome. You would really enjoy
I'm
gonna that.
I'm
going
to have to watch this for sure. But so the Yellow Book is not something that we were able to like bring anything. Like, we couldn't bring anything from it home, obviously, because it's like their Bible. Like, their Bible is just history. Anything that has happened, they write down it. They make sure it's stored in this little database. They have it for later.
Yeah, speaking of that, they do have like a religion up there. Like they
do.
I forgot to mention that on Serpo, they like pray to like some higher entity that is like one with the universe and all that hippie woo.
Star whales.
Yeah, exactly. But other than the Yellow Book, I don't want to go too much into it. You guys listening, if you would like to go ahead and dive into what the Yellow Book is, what it entails, who knows? Maybe somebody's made like a. Not a replica, but like an attempt at making something similar.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Shoot it our way. We'd love to look over it. But other than that...
Yeah, dump into us for once, guys.
Yeah, we dump into you guys every week.
I think that about does it for Serpo, huh, boys?
I think so.
So here's the age-old question. On the count of three, real or fake? One, two, three.
Fake.
Real?
Oh, yeah? You think it's real, Doug?
Please.
This one's tough, honestly.
I agree.
I think this one maybe was as tough for me as, like, Polybius was. Like, if it's real or not.
So, I mean, in a sense, I don't really know. That's a tough call. Like, I don't want to say it's real or fake because I feel like there's not enough for us to know.
But there's so much.
But the one thing that I cling to that I was seeing between people arguing about is this real, is this fake, is the numbers thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, well, this was like, you know, a government thing. Like, everything would be perfect and yada, yada. Here we go. Like, the numbers work.
Where do you
this
live?
Is that. Well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, a lot of people are like, yo, the numbers don't make any sense. Like, that's what's kind of drawing us to the conclusion that this might be real. Like,
right.
That we're not sure. Like, And I mean, obviously, we have no fucking pictures. We have no this and that. The last motherfucker that was actually on the mission died in, like, all right, here we go. Where's the vape?
Yeah, he died in, like, 2002.
Yeah, and he retired in Florida.
Yeah. After going to a whole-ass new planet for 13 years, you decide, you know what? How's Tallahassee doing this time of year?
Going to Florida. I'm going to Disneyland.
I guess if spending 13 World. Years on a hot-ass planet, might as well go to the hottest part of the U.S.
I guess it'd be like, yeah, you'd somewhat of a like a similarity of where you just were for the better part of, you know, a fifth of your life or some
shit. Why do you think it's fake, Mr. Man?
See, I'm riding the fence on this one because it's hard for me to believe that this is the only document that is declassifying it. It is on the internet under a .org fucking domain, and like there aren't other venues, or the government has shut them down. Mm-hmm. Like, but why is this one still up? Like, why is this one still here? Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand a lot of things, but the timelines and the facts and like everything that they talk about, especially with the technology being brought back and how we implemented it into our lives, all of that, that makes perfect sense. It's just everything else around it to me is just like, okay, this stuff doesn't make sense. But a lot of these details that you would overlook if it were fake are fucking spot on. Yeah. So it's just I'm leaning more towards fake just because there's not enough information yet. Mm-hmm. Confirmed information, I guess.
Yeah.
But how about you, Mike? Why do you think it's fake?
The way it's written and everything and all of this, like the 130 pages that were given is written like a B-rate sci-fi film. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't, there's nothing really too glamorous about this story to really jump out at me. I mean, it doesn't take much to just be like, oh, an alien planet. It's got fucking, it's got an alien snake on it, an armadillo, and, oh, they have weird fruit. Yeah, it's a different planet. It's so easy to come up with, you know what I mean? Like, maybe the idea itself of, like, us doing an exchange with aliens, I do think it's probably possible, and that's probably what happened. I just don't think it's this. Especially because they say that these guys resemble, like, the small grays, and if they are the grays, like, if these are the grays, I mean, we already know that the Greys don't speak like that from other stories. They're telepathic. But are those
stories real?
I mean, like that's the thing. Yeah, like, you're right. You got me there.
It's a big fucking wheel where you're just constantly going around in uncertainty. And that's the thing that gets me.
With like the 130 page thing, you have these two guys that are constantly butting heads in the comments and changing the story. And it's like, if it's real, why are you changing the story?
Right.
Well, so that's much. The thing too. Is a lot of it's written as like hearsay.
Yeah,
because it's based on this 3,000-page debriefing of a bunch of different things that we did.
And here's another thing, too, is the emails, like, because this is all based off of, like, leaked emails that we found and everything. These emails go from the first couple pages of being, like discovery notes and everything to diary entries.
Yeah.
So, like, coincidentally, your turn, ready? Coincidentally. at the same time, coincidentally, at the same time that the new the guy took over the website, what's his name, Victor something or something like that.
Victor,
he took the website from some guy named Bill.
Who cares?
But when that happened is when the entries went from like stats and like data to this dude's feelings and diary entries. It's just like, why would they do that? Why would there be leaked emails about a diary entry?
I will say it made it way more digestible and easy to read.
It does. Almost like it's a story.
Almost like it's meant to be told to people.
Yeah, right? I do believe that this, the idea of, you know, an exchange thing probably happened, but I don't think this was the one. I mean, especially because we already have like, a whole ass like intergalactic government where we have humans out in like space stations and stuff with like the Pleiadians and the lizard people,
the insects, the gray,
all them, all 14 different species of aliens are out there in this one local government ship talking. So obviously this could be real too, but
Lemuria.
It's just
Lemuria. It's
the great, great, beautiful city of Lemuria.
Make Lemuria great again. It's just hard to fucking tell. I mean, Mala. I have a fantastic question. So we're going to real fake this again, okay?
Okay.
Does Eben have Postman.
Damn it, Doug.
Was that it?
That was what I was going to ask.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry.
Those two people that stayed, I mean, let's be real why they stayed.
Oh absolutely. They were just they fucking, were slaying.
They're fucking alien puss.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or alien pain.
Yeah, but for sure.
Do we all think that aliens are real?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. We'd be fucking ignorant.
We went over this with Dylan on the Awakening.
Yeah, we did. That was, yes. I'm just a drunk. I forgot.
That's fair. Well, that's Planet Serpo, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us ramble on about shit that we love, but that's every week, isn't it?
And I know it's confusing, but believe me, this Serpo shit is written confusingly. So the website sucks to navigate.
Honestly, sucks. I think this one was the most cohesively put together, like, and well organized.
No, I just mean because it's like
our episode.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah,
the fact that the one that was written in the least organized fashion right? is the most organized on our end.
Somehow we hit all the points in like way easier and chronological order than you read.
Maybe we're just getting good at our job now.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
I do want to shout out to whoever messaged us on our Google Voice number.
Yeah, we read all of that shit. So more of you message us. Since you got it up, what's that Google phone number?
Our Google number?
Yes. My mom's.
What's your name's number?
Yeah,
what is our number? I don't know. I don't have it pulled up. I just see who texted us. I almost gave out their phone number.
Here, I got it, Mr. Man.
Oh, wait, I think it's...
Our Google phone number is 630-909-9366.
Yes.
One more time, Doug?
1-630-909-9366.
And
hail Satan.
One more time for rule of three, please.
911.
No,
1-800-911.
42069.
Nice. We're never going to let Mike do the rule of three. At least not on his own terms.
Whatever. Fuck you guys. Leave us a voicemail or a text. We read those and we respond to all of them. Go to our linktree.com/deludipod. That has a link to all of our things, our social medias, our Patreon. Patreon.com/deludipod.
Show us some support.
Just go to our Linktree. It's the easiest way to navigate around all our stuff. But if you can find us on every platform, either Don't Look Under the Internet or DeludiPod, you'll find us on all that
shit. Just Google one of those two terms. You'll get where you need to be. Yep. No problem.
Oh, should we explain to people what we'll be releasing with our next episode?
We should.
I think that's pretty pertinent.
Sure, because I don't even know what we're releasing with the next episode. Big boy moves without me, boys.
You've been a part of it. You know what we're talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you just forgot.
Probably.
Yeah, we actually talked about it in the last episode, but I think we've finally confirmed that with the release of, this episode.
This episode, yeah.
We will be having a merch store finally open up.
It's ready!
Yep. Doug, do you have a link?
Yes.
That we can put in the description and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, perfect. It doesn't really have, like, a URL. It's not like deludipod.com. We don't have that yet.
You have to walk out into the field behind your house and shout something in Rylian. Or Rulian, sorry.
And then some fat trucker guy would just be like, you're the one shouting.
And he comes and brings the internet to your house. And
he
then
brings
you
a moldy shirt. That's what you paid for now.
Yes.
No, so it's short. Through...
Teespring.
Teespring. Is it Teespring? Mm-hmm. Or just Spring?
Teespring.
It's through Teespring, so.
Long story short, we'll have a link for you guys. It'll be everywhere our other links are for or at.
It's in the description. Go check
out. I'm gonna put the link in every one of our descriptions, so don't worry about that. You'll get there. The shop looks fucking amazing. Doug pretty much spearheaded this by himself, and he did a fucking knockout job with it. Everything on there looks amazing. I want one of everything.
Yeah, me too.
Easily.
Honestly, I just want to buy all my own merch and not make any money.
Well, we will be making money because you'll be spending.
We did our best too. Let us know what you think. Again, if you do buy something, that'd be super cool. If you do buy something, let us know how the quality of it is.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. We did our best to keep the pricing as low as we can. Literally can't drop it down anymore. This is like Teespring's like minimum pricing. So we just want you guys to have this shit to have it.
You guys in our shirts.
We're not even making a goddamn profit off of the shirts or anything.
Pretty much.
There's a small margin.
It's like 15 cents or some bullshit like that. But because we don't care about that money, right? We just want people to have a fun shirt. Yes, but I want people to have a shirt, dang it.
Yeah.
No, definitely we're curious about the quality of stuff because this will be our first,
batch literally, of stuff. We've never done merch for... This is our first project, really, doing anything like this. We've never sold merch for anything else, so we're all very new to this, but we appreciate the fuck out of you guys for helping us through it, supporting us through it.
So, if you do buy anything, please, please, please let us know what it is. If you are... You know,
send a picture of you wearing whatever you buy.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Like, we'll put it on the Instagram. On socials,
Sure. If you are, for whatever reason, unhappy with a purchase that you get, let us know about
too
that,
bad,
too.
Fuck off.
And then, Doug didn't say it, but go to our YouTube. Or don't look under the internet on YouTube.
Maybe the YouTube?
Yeah, you run it.
Right. Our YouTube is a sloppy fucking mess, so, you know.
Yeah, we need to fix that a little bit, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
We've had life hit us like a ton of bricks literally the past couple months here, so getting the YouTubes up has been kind of all over the place, but...
I'm usually not editing the episode until, 3 hours before it's supposed to go up? So.
And I'm sleeping at that time, so... Yeah,
we will get our shit together, we promise.
Yeah.
And on that note, I just want to say, you know what, Doug, do you have anything to say to the people?
Yeah,
actually, you know what? No, you go. You,
hey, Doug, you have anything to say?
No, I'm gonna let
fuck you.
I'm gonna let you end because I don't think I've ever let
Mike's
you end
gonna end
it.
You is yes. what I just heard.
I'm being ended by Mike.
I would like everyone out there to, you know, I haven't said it in a while, so he's probably missing it. Go kiss your dad. He probably misses it, and then go give him a little raspberry on the tummy again, because the mark you left from the last one's probably faded away at this point. You need to re-up on that. So go down on his tummy and just...
Ooh, that's a troubling sentence.
So, Jason, go ahead.
With that in mind, please, everybody, stay paranoid? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Sure.
It sounded like a question.
Stay paranoid.
Stay pears.
Stay pears, everybody. No, please, fucking stay paranoid. We love it when you are. We only talk about good shit when you are, so keep it up.
That's true. Apple Podcast review, 5-star, please, or just anything. I'll read it on the show if you put in the comment. Please read on show. Okay, thank you. Anyway, Doug?
All right, so you guys, I want you to go outside tonight when it's nice and dark, and I want you to look up into the sky. And while you're gazing deep into, you know, the black void that is outer space, I want you to reach down into your pants. I want you to pull either that fat hog of a penis or that puffy little puss in your pants. And I want you to flick that shit as hard as you can or beat it as hard as you can. I don't care what you do with it.
Stare directly at Planet Serpo.
But yeah, make sure... The energy you release when
this
you're done
is for you fuckers.
Goes to Planet Serpo. Yeah.
Just make a bunch of honking noises while you do it too.
Yeah. Just clean up after yourself.
Don't do that. Bye, everyone.
Use the cummy.
Or if you were to like take the cum and like spell out like.